الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: الرحمن علم القرآن. وقال تبارك وتعالى: الرحمن فاسأل به خبيرا. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has been extremely kind and most merciful to us that He has blessed us with the Quran Sharif. Quran Sharif is from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and Allah ta'ala revealed it to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam over a period of about 23 years. The Quran Sharif came down. Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam brought the Quran Sharif to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Quran Sharif was revealed in Makkah Sharif also, Medina Sharif also, sometimes on the travels of Jihad also ayats were revealed, etc. And all these were recorded by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, should dictate them to the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, and they should record them. So this is also a great, great favor and ni'mat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, that the Quran Sharif that was revealed piecemeal, bit by bit, in different places according to the occasions, that Allah ta'ala gave us the whole Quran Sharif in one kitab form today. And this was also the great blessing of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Actually, everything is from Allah ta'ala. But then the Khulafa'i Rashideen, may Allah reward them tremendously. Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Hazrat Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Hazrat Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Hazrat Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhum, how they in their times of Khilafat, they collected the Quran Sharif, they got it properly done in one kitab form. And the whole kitab, this Quran Sharif then was sent to the whole Muslim world, which that time extended to where and where, how far. And at that time, to have a thing recorded as one genuine recording, it was very, very difficult. It's just a miracle from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Today, if we have something happening, then immediately we have so many different versions about it. Somebody gives this aspect, somebody gives another aspect, but that the Quran Sharif, one Quran Sharif in the whole world, that is a miracle also from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, which Allah tabarak wa ta'ala himself says, inna nahnu nazzalna dhikr, we have sent down this Quran Sharif, wa inna lahu lahafizun, and it is we, we have taken it upon ourselves to protect the Quran Sharif. And so nobody can interfere with the Quran Sharif. Before the revelation of the Quran Sharif, already Allah Ta'ala had made the system that the jinnat who used to go up and listen to the talks, what are happening, and they should come in whispering to the ears of the fortune tellers, etc. Though that was also closed. No more they could go. So the Quran was protected in that way also. When it was revealed to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah made it that the heart of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam was washed and cleansed, and it took in, it memorized and made mahfuz, and they memorized that ayat perfectly also. And then when they were given and they were dictated, that also was done perfectly. And then we see through, you are students, you study, and all of us, we can read the kitabs, how the kitab was, the Quran Sharif was protected, how it was made, and one kitab was eventually then presented to the ummah, which we have got till today. So, and no other nation has got this. Only the Muslims, that their kitab, their Quran Sharif is protected like this. The Jews, they changed their Torah. The Christians changed their Injil. But it is the Muslims, and that nobody can change it. And if anyone comes to anyone and ask them to change and make the Quran Sharif laws a bit lighter or something, we just tell them that even Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, I don't have the right to change the Quran Sharif. What Allah Ta'ala has revealed, that is the final thing. So yeah, really, we have to refresh in our minds the great favors of of the Sahaba رضي الله تعالى عنهم, and especially the Khulafai Rashideen with regard to the Quran Sharif. That how they had compiled it for us, made it into one book form as we have it today. This was a great, great endeavor and great sacrifice and great work took place by the Sahaba. When they sat down for this mission, first of all, this Quran Sharif was not like in one kitab form in the time of Nabi alayhi salatu was salam. And the Sahaba رضي الله تعالى عنهم, who were so die-hard of every sunnah and every practice of Nabi alayhi salatu was salam. When Hazrat Abu Bakr رضي الله تعالى عنه was given this advice to compile the Quran Sharif, which was by different Sahaba, into one book form, he said, how can I do something which Nabi alayhi salatu was salam did not do? So much they followed the sunnah. But when he explained to him the need of the time, that it has to be done, otherwise the Quran Sharif, Allah was going to protect it, and Allah made the system of its protection. If Allah's system was not there, it should not have been protected. Like this, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu initiated and then worked towards compiling the Quran Sharif into one book form. And in this way, the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, all of them, they worked extremely hard to present us the Quran Sharif. So we should always be very, very thankful and appreciative of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, and especially those Sahaba who have taken part in presenting us the Quran Sharif in one book form. Today we went by a Quran Sharif. Now we just buy it over the counter, we perhaps pay 100 rand or whatever it might be, what kind of a Quran Sharif, and we might feel that I fulfilled the rights of the Quran. But really, this Quran Sharif, how it has come to us, and not only in the time of the Sahaba, but even in later times, very recently also now, we find people wanted to take out some ayats of the Quran Sharif and change the Quran Sharif. But Allah has taken the responsibility of protecting it. And at all times then, Allah will make people stand up for the Quran Sharif. They will give their lives for the Quran Sharif. But they won't tolerate any change in the Quran Sharif. Not one zabar, not one zair, not one dot also. If it's a qaf, they won't let it become a fa, with one dot only. And if it's a fa, they won't tolerate another dot and make it a qaf. It is just as it is. And no matter how much shukr we make, today in this time, right now, we have got that original kitab, the Quran Sharif, which Allah Ta'ala has sent with Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And over the period of about 1400 years, this kitab is still with us as it was revealed. For this, that 100 rand or whatever amount of money we spend to buy a Quran Sharif can never pay for it. We should think little bit whether I'm becoming a hafiz or whether I'm doing tafsir of Quran Sharif or anything. When the Quran is in my hand, little bit think that how did this kitab come into my hands? How did the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum sacrifice? How did Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sacrifice? Where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's mission was plenty. He had to make tabligh of the word of Allah Ta'ala. He had to invite people, make them come into the fold of Islam. Many other. He was a husband to his wives also. A father to his children also. He was everything Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did. Together with all that, one great major thing that Nabi Alaihi Salatu Wasallam did, he gave us the Quran Sharif. And he gave it to us as it was revealed to Nabi Alaihi Salatu Wasallam. And then the foundation was laid for the Quran Sharif to reach the whole Ummah, right from the east to the west, north to the south, right in remote jungle areas. Today, alhamdulillah, there are many people who are working with regard to makatib in different places. They go right into the jungle areas. or right into the desert where there is like no abadi, no life there. But you will find somebody who is teaching children Quran Sharif there also. You will find there also people are reading the Quran Sharif. So how the Quran Sharif has reached right into the jungles, right into the desert, and then right into the big, big city also. Any city of the world you take today, where the people are so busy, they are doing so much in their commercial, in their worldly life, their work they are doing. But you will find that there also there are children who are learning Quran Sharif. There also you will find people who are like the furniture of the masjid. They just in the masjid and they are reading Quran Sharif all the time. And what to say of the Haramain Sharifain, where continuously there are people reading Quran Sharif. All the time Quran Sharif is being read. Everywhere in the whole world, in those places which are full of deen, like the masajid, the madaris, the Haramain Sharifain, everywhere in these places also, there are people always reading Quran Sharif. Then even in the places of ghaflat, where there is unmindfulness, where people are far from deen life, but there also you will find a place where outside everything and one little door you go into, there is one room, there is a musalla. It can be one of the big cities of the world, but there also people are learning, reading Quran Sharif, etc. And dars of Quran Sharif taking place. So these are all the great blessings of Allah Ta'ala, which Allah had made manifest through the Sahaba-i-Kiram radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, and through especially the Khulafa-i-Rashideen. So we should be very, very thankful and appreciative for all their work, and have in our hearts the great azmat, the great respect for the Sahaba, and try and develop the love of the Sahaba in our hearts. If we will think of these things, then the love of the Sahaba will come into our heart. And for every Sahabi, we must have the utmost of respect. When Allah Ta'ala has declared that radiyallahu anhum, that Allah is pleased with all of them, every Sahabi, Allah Ta'ala is pleased with him, then in our hearts we must have the utmost respect, utmost love, and that desire, that jazba in our hearts to follow every Sahabi radiyallahu ta'ala anhum. Whatever the call of the Sahabi is, that also we take it and we follow it completely, because they are those people that Allah Ta'ala, so to say, hand-picked and chose them for the companionship of his Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and for the spread of deen in the world. Sometimes the thought comes to us that had we been present in the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how good shouldn't it have been? We also could have been the Sahaba, but really for them they had to have those qualities with them. And what qualities they had, what great qualities, how their hearts were pure, what sincerity they had in them. That it comes in the hadith, Sharif, if a person gives the whole mount of Uhud in gold in the path of Allah Ta'ala, it can't compare what one Sahabi radiallahu ta'ala anhu who just gave a little bit in the path of Allah, because their sincerity was so much. How much they did for Allah Ta'ala, how pure Allah kept their hearts, how pure Allah kept their minds. They were 100% pure and clean. So we must develop the great love of the Sahaba. It's very, very, very important. And like the love of Allah is necessary. Absolutely, it's our first farad that we have the love of Allah, the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this love must be more than what we love even ourselves. And today, like that, perhaps we think that we have that love like that, but really, when it just comes to the matter of following a sunnah, of giving up one major guna, we find it difficult for us. If a person has that love, Allahu Akbar. May Allah bless us with the true love of Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. When a person has that love, he won't have to give up any sin. Sins will leave him. Like in the season of autumn, when all the leaves get dry on the tree, you don't have to shake the tree for the leaves to fall down. They all just fall down themselves. Just like that, when the love of Allah is developed in the heart, then the sins after that, you don't have to take them out. They just go out themselves. For example, once the love of Allah comes into the heart, then we will find that automatically we are coming to the masjid before even namaz time. Automatically our hearts will be here. And when that love is not there, then that cell phone, we can't put it down also. Till the last minute, we will still be busy, and somehow then we make it to the masjid. Perhaps we join the jamaat in the third rakat, in the fourth rakat, or we will even miss namaz. Because that love of Allah is still not there. So that is what has to be developed. That love of Allah, tabaraka wa ta'ala. And that love of Allah will come with the love of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if we just think a little bit, like a person who reads in front of Rawza-e Mubarak, and he says, Ya Rasulullah, inni ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Oh Allah's Rasul, you bear witness that I am believing in the oneness of Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. But how did that oneness of Allah, tawheed, believe in Allah ta'ala? And then believe in tawheed, how did that come to me? What sacrifices Allah's Rasul had made? When there was kufr in the whole world, darkness in the whole world, when there was idol worship, and nobody could speak against idol worshipping, everyone was involved, and it couldn't be another thought that idol worship is wrong. What Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had to go through in order to bring tawheed into the world. Those Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, especially at the beginning of Islam, like for example Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhum, many other Sahaba, what tortures they went through, what difficulties and hardship. Today easily we say Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. But that time for Hazrat Bilal just to say Ahad, what difficulties and tortures he was being put through. So all those sacrifices were made, then today we can read the kalima and nobody will oppose. I read the kalima, you read the kalima, we are all happy about it. But those days to read the kalima anywhere, how difficult wasn't it? When the hijrat to Abyssinia took place, to Habsha, from alim who had come, and he said they visited that place, and how the sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu who made this hijrat, how they had traveled and through the mountains where they say perhaps no jinn also reached in those mountains, no human reached in those mountains, and they walked about 300 kilometers, man and woman, and in the desert area. And what food did they have with them? What did they have with them? And they walked. All this was in the love of Allah and for the tawheed. And they made those sacrifices. Today we are sitting in this comfortable masjid with the carpet here, with the fans on, where they had to travel. So we have to have great respect and love for the Sahaba. Coming down further, all the great ulama, the pious people, righteous people who stood for Islam, who gave their lives for Islam. For example, there are so many examples. Imam Saraghti, rahmatullah alayh, a great faqih. He was not afraid. He spoke against the king, the government of the time. And what was the truth? That is what he maintained. They imprisoned him in a well. And he put him in a well right at the bottom. And there he spent how many years at the bottom? Everything, his students used to send his food down there. Everything just there. Just to go and spend 1-2 minutes in a well like that as a prisoner. How can a person tolerate that? But what they went through. Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahmatullah alayh. Until today, people who speak the truth, they are put into prison. They are being tortured severely there. So all that we should keep in mind, how all this has come to us. And in front of Rawza-e Mubarak, when we also say, وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّكَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ, and we bear witness, O Allah's Rasul, that you are the Rasul of Allah, and you are his slave, and you did everything according to his commandments. For that also, what and what sacrifices Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made, that he went through all these difficulties and he brought the pure deen. And in turn, the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, and especially with regard to a great ni'mat, the Quran Sharif that we have got. The Sahaba, how much they sacrificed and what efforts they made to compile the Quran Sharif in one book form, and today we have it so easy. We start from Surah Fatiha, we read. Today for us to read the Quran Sharif has become difficult. We don't find time, whereas they sacrificed their everything for the Quran Sharif, for the deen of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. And they read Quran Sharif, how much they read. Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, how much of Quran Sharif he used to read. And those days, there were no printing presses. That just in the printing press, so many thousands of Quran Sharif kept printed, handwritten, all those Quran Sharifs. Hey, what a job that was today. Today for us, just to write the shortest Surah Inna A'tainaka al-Kawthar, it's not easy for us to write it. Surah Fatiha is much more. If we have to write out whole of Surah Baqarah, how much of an effort it will be for us. But they wrote the whole Quran Sharif. And it was the mission of their life that they should be joined with the Quran Sharif. So all the Sahaba, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhum, how he encouraged also for the Quran Sharif to be compiled, and that we have it in one form. So we should appreciate it very much and think of the great sacrifices and develop in our love the love of the Sahaba, the azmat, the greatness of the Sahaba, and how we can follow in their ways continuously. Whenever we take the Quran Sharif, then we should think of all these, how the Quran Sharif has come to us. And of course, with regard to hadith, it is even more. Hadith Sharif, we know very well that the chain of hadith, how the muhaddithin had worked to make sure that it is the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How they made effort that every rawi, every narrator of the hadith, they studied him completely. His public life, private life, whether his hadith can be accepted, whether there was a little bit of doubt in his speech, of that perhaps he didn't sometimes speak the truth, or anything, just a little bit which is not really a fault. But as far as character is concerned, that high character that was required, then they wouldn't accept his hadith. Hadith may be correct also, but just because of this little bit, one thing of his, in his tabiat, in his nature was like that, they wouldn't. So for the hadith also, what they made effort. And we all know about Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi and all the other muhaddithin, what great efforts they had made. So we should also, all the time, when today we got Bukhari Sharif in one kitab form also, and we can go and buy the whole Bukhari Sharif, and it can be with us. We can go on the internet, we get it. But think a little bit, how did Bukhari Sharif, after how many hundreds of years, more than 1,000 years, the Bukhari Sharif is still with us here. And this was also all the sacrifices from the time of the Sahaba, all the great ulama. So we should always keep this in mind. Another thing is that with all this, we should also develop the great love of Allah Ta'ala. And the love of Allah Ta'ala Himself says in the Quran Sharif, Ar-Rahman, fas'al bihi khabira. You want to know who is Rahman? Who is that great merciful being? Then ask those people who are informed of Allah Ta'ala. Who know, so to say, who know Allah Ta'ala. Those people who have gained the marifat of Allah, and they have whatever limit, whatever extent they have gained it, Allah says, if you want to know Rahman, then ask those people who know. If you want to become a doctor, you won't go to an engineering university. You'll go to a doctor medical school. If you want to become an alim, you won't go to some other place. You'll go to a Darul Ulum. So if you want to know Allah, the place to go is to go to those people who know Allah Ta'ala. Hazrat Maulana Abdul Ghani Phulpuri rahmatullah alayh put this in a very practical, simple way.
He says that doodh milta hai doodh walo se. Milk you get from the dairy. If you want milk, you go to the dairy where milk is sold. Mithai milti hai mithai walo se. You want mithai, sweet meat. You go to that shop where they sell mithai. Kapra milta hai kapre walo se. Clothing you get, material you want, you go to that shop where they sell clothing. To Allah milta hai Allah walo se. And you want Allah, then go to those people who have got Allah Ta'ala. So we should try and look for those people who are genuine, who are sincere, and who have got Allah Ta'ala. In their company, we will find Allah Ta'ala. And the great necessity and benefit when a person has found Allah Ta'ala, then for example, our namaz. One is a person may be a master in all the masail of namaz. That what breaks wuzu, what doesn't break wuzu, what breaks namaz, what doesn't break namaz. Every masala he knows, and properly all the du'as also he knows. And he knows them properly, with the makharij, with the tajweed, and everything. But if he hasn't got contact with Allah Ta'ala, then that namaz also is a namaz that is just a namaz. He will be absorbed, he has done his duty, his faraz is over. But that love and enjoyment that you get in that namaz, that will not be there. A very simple example to understand is like, for example, your father gets you married to a girl that you are not happy with. You got no love, no feeling for. And you fulfill all her rights. You do everything what you are supposed to do. You buy food for the house, you arrange for the house, you give her a house, you give her everything. But there isn't love between you. What kind of a marriage is that? And on the other hand, there is a marriage where there is love between husband and wife. And you may be poor, you haven't got a proper house also. Both of you will be happy, you'll tolerate everything because there is love. So love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And incidentally on that, we should also remember that this love that we have to have as far as marriage is concerned is not the wrong way that we learn in the Western world or modern world or etc. That before marriage you make your own arrangement, you meet up with somebody, whether it is on the internet or wherever else, and you have now great love for one another and you want to marry also. Most of that, they hardly time passes and the marriage breaks. But those marriages which are arranged by the parents, and they see what is good, and they consult you also. They don't just force you into a marriage. That is the correct way. That you see who is the person who your parents have chosen for you, and that way you go. That is the correct way. And in that you will see your whole life passes with your partner, and you enjoy that married life. So what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, if the more we come to know Allah, the more our love for Allah will increase. Because Allah is only beauty. Allah is only perfection. Allah is only kindness. Allah is only compassion. The more you come to know Allah, the more you will love Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And if a person then just thinks also that how many gunas I have committed, how bad my condition is, but still, with my eyes, what wrong things I have seen, but still Allah kept my eyes intact. And a little bit of analysis, we will know nothing and nobody else can keep our eyes in order besides Allah Ta'ala. Every part of the body, whether it's the heart, whether it's the liver, whether it's the lungs, whatever it can be, Allah is the sole controller of it. And we have done how much wrong we have thought about people, about things, wrong thoughts. If Allah wanted to make us mad, what should have happened? Who controls our brains and who keeps it in order? None other but Allah tabaraka ta'ala. So the more we gain the marifat of Allah, the more we realize how bad I am, the more our and still Allah is favoring us with His ni'mat. He brought us for Jum'ah here. Hey, this is only the favor of Allah Ta'ala. If Allah takes a person to Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif, makes him make the tawaf of the Kaaba Sharif, gets the opportunity of standing in front of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a person Allah chooses to go out in jamaat for the pleasure of Allah ta'ala, to make effort for deen, a person whom Allah ta'ala chooses to come masjid, make atikaf, worry about his islah, what great, great favors of Allah tabaruk wa ta'ala. So Allah ta'ala bless us with this. Let us realize the great position of the Sahaba-e-Kiram, how much they loved one another, how much they were for one another, and always have the azmat, their love and their greatness in our hearts. By that, inshallah, our iman will grow also, and by that Allah will make our dunya's life also comfortable, and our akhirat's life, Allah will make it most wonderful. May Allah, out of His favors and kindness, bless us with the true love of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, all of them, the great azmat Allah put in our hearts, and we try and imitate them in everything in our lives. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله.